This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with the Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the BRICS summit at Kazan in Russia today. The meeting assumes significance in the backdrop of the two countries arriving at an agreement on patrolling arrangements in areas along the line of actual control. The Prime Minister will also address BRICS sessions. Mr. Modi held bilateral talks with the presidents of Russia and Iran, wherein he stressed the need for a peaceful resolution of issues and said that war does not bring solutions. In his meeting with Mr. Putin, Mr. Modi asserted that India is ready to assist in bringing a peaceful resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Mr. Modi also met Iran President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the BRICS summit and discussed the situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed India's commitment to deepening the age-old bilateral ties with Iran. India and Pakistan have agreed to extend the validity of the agreement on Sri Kartarpur Sahib Corridor for a further period of 5 years. The agreement had been signed on 24th of October in 2019 to facilitate the visit of pilgrims from India to Gurudwara Darbar Sahib Kartarpur, Narowal, Pakistan, through the Kartarpur Sahib Corridor and was valid for a period of 5 years. Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that extension of the validity of this agreement will ensure uninterrupted operation of the corridor for use by the pilgrims from India to visit the Holy Gurudwara in Pakistan. Government-owned Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, BSNL, has launched 7 new customer-centric services to WOO subscribers. Union Minister for Communication Jyotiraditya Scindia said that since the beginning of the rollout of 4G, the subscribers of BSNL have increased from 75 lakhs to 1.8 crores in the last 6 months. Unveiling the new logo and 7 new services of the company, the minister said that India is among the 6 countries in the world to develop their own 4G telecom network, which will soon migrate to 5G. In Kerala, the Congress candidate for the upcoming by-poll in Wayanad parliamentary constituency, Priyanka Gandhi, will file her nomination papers around 12:30 p.m. today. She will stage a roadshow and also address a public meeting at Kalpetta. Delegate registration for International Film Festival of India, or IFFI 2024, has begun for the 55th IFFI to be held in Goa from the 20th to the 28th of November this year. Film enthusiasts can log on to my.iffigoa.org to register their names, while film professionals and cine enthusiasts can register themselves by paying a fee of 1,180 rupees. Students get free access to panels and screenings with an allowance of 4 tickets per day. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has retained India's GDP growth rate at 7% during the current fiscal year, ending 31st of March 2025. In its latest World Economic Outlook, the IMF said India is expected to grow at 6.5% in the next fiscal year, that is 2025-26. Deloitte India's latest economic outlook has also projected India's economic growth to reach between 7 and 7.2% in the current fiscal. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Odisha and northeast India today. The IMD said this is due to the depression over east central Bay of Bengal intensifying into a cyclonic storm. These conditions will also be present over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karnataka and Kerala today. Meanwhile, light to moderate rainfall conditions will be prevalent over Gangetic West Bengal today and over Jharkhand tomorrow. In the ACC Men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup, India A will face the home team Oman at Al Amirat Cricket Ground this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. IST. Tilak Varma-led India A have already qualified for the semi-finals, having previously won their first 2 matches in the group stage. On the other hand, the hosts are yet to win a match in the tournament. In another match, Pakistan A will take on United Arab Emirates on the same ground at 2:30 p.m. IST today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.